First of all, I would like maybe to present a bit Cofil Loisir. So Cofil Loisir is a French private financial institution who is only dedicated to cash flow film production and, in fact, exists for 35 years now. So first of all, I wanted to point out that Cofil Loisir is not a bank. We manage no production account for the films or for the production companies. We only make loans, and we are not investors neither, as this is loans which are to be reimbursed at the end of the film and when it is delivered. So we make loan to cash flow the production needs of the film, and we act like the project financing, as Florence describes you very well. And if you allow me, I won't go deep in the structure of the operation, as Florence made a very good description of how we think on the operation. As we, if Cofil Loisir, and I will be back on that point later on, exist and can have this activity is in France, big part of it is due to the existence of IFSIC. Just to keep on the presentation for you to have an idea of our activity, we manage a facility of around 500 million euros per year. We finance more or less 50% of the French films and a few European films, I would say more and more since anyway. More and more films in France are financed with European co-production, so we are more and more increased to work with outside France. We are very small, in fact, we have only 30 people working in Cofil Loisir, but we have strong shareholders since we are the shareholders are for 45% BNP Paribas, and the other 45% is owned by a subsidiary of ABN AMRO, the balance of it being a French cinema group, which is UGC. What can I say? Maybe to complete, we make different type of loans, but it's mainly cash flow of production. As Florence tells as well, we put the loans in for preparation expenditures as well. And we also make some loans to finance some development expenditures, since if the producer wants to put films in production, they need to expend expenditures at the development stage. And they often need us to make loans on that point as well. As far as the question of gap financing is concerned, we don't have a principle on that. We study case by case. We not make gap financing very often, because we consider that there is very few firms that can afford to have a loan secured by future international sales that are not already signed. And I would say that when we do that, we would prefer to make the loan to the sales agent than to the producer, because this is the sales agent that sells the film, and it is more in a better position to assess what will be the potential of the film of sales afterwards. Then I thought it was interesting to look at why Cofil Loisir is able to have this activity in France, and why do we exist. The first things I would say is that banks in France and in most countries are afraid to do what we do, making loans to producers and to production company, as it is a business which is considered very risky. And this is true when you consider that usually production companies are very small company with small equities, capital, and that the loans, the amount of the loans are often of several millions of films. And it is evident that if the film is not delivered and that the financing of the film do not reimburse the loan, it is not the company itself that would be able to do it if the film is not very delivered. So it's something, a very special way of thinking that for which banks are not used to work on. Yes, the second thing is that usually is most in most countries it is a small market, in fact, for banks to go on. France, in this case, it's a bit particular because thanks to the efforts made by the French state for the film industry, it is a sector in France that has quite a great level of films produced, like more than 200 now per year, and which means that we have the means to work on that market and to finance the costs, the overheads that we need to have to be able to manage properly the risk of this activity. Then I wanted to say as well that the reason why we are able, as I told a bit before, to have this activity is because we are in a way part of the French system for cinema. So again, one of the reasons is that IFSIC has been created and financed with funds of the CNC, I would say, and which give us some guarantee. And it is true that since the media funds guarantee exists, we are more and more able to make some financing and production loan to non-French company, which was not the case before. And so this is this initiative and the way it's working now is very important for us that it keeps on this way. I would say as well that another important point on the legal point and the way we can take securities in France, and this regards to the point of Angelo as well. In this regard, there are two things. First of all, in France, there is movie public registration where we can register the securities we take, and that makes then when we are registered in this public register, we are sure that we will receive the financing that has been assigned to us in reimbursement of the loan, and it enables us, if it is not properly paid, to request a second payment to the company which has not paid to us what it should have been paid. So this is very important to us because, again, the production company usually cannot afford to pay themselves the reimbursement of the loan. And so the basis of our job is that we assign and receive directly the amount paid by the financiers of the film, like the broadcaster or the distributors, etc. The second part of the law that is very good for us as far as security is concerned is the common law in France of security that makes that in the same way, it's a very strong security that makes that even though the producer gets bankruptcy, we will still receive the money that we have discounted and that we are secured by, which is not the case in most countries outside France, I would say. And our experience in Spain or Germany has shown us that, unfortunately, this is not, they have not a security right as secured as the one in France, and that it's much more difficult to work in this way. And it means that we would have to structure maybe a bit differently the way we are working there with maybe creating some purpose company or, you know, things like that. I would say that more generally, to be able to manage the risk properly of this type of activity is very important to have a very good view and knowledge of the market on which you work, so that in case of need, and if there are some difficulties on a production, which is unfortunately something which happens regularly on production, because You need to be able to know all the parts, all the financiers, and try to find together a solution in this case, which is easier in the case you know well everybody in the country. And this is why we are present in all the markets and try to know everybody so that we can talk and try to find a solution in case of needs. I wanted maybe to speak of a bit of our activity in Italy, just to pinpoint a few points. As Angelo said, we worked together on different films, and the latest one was Sangue Pazzo, which was here at the festival a few years ago. We worked as well with Lucky Red, for instance. But I wanted to give the example of one film we worked on, and finally we were not able to make the loan. Unfortunately, we were very sad of that. It was the film of Sorrentino with Sean Penn, which was shown here last year as well, produced by Indigo and Lucky Red, two companies that we know very well. And we wanted to make cash part of the cash flow on these films. And the idea was to make cash flow on companies that apparently Italian banks was more difficult to do, like Pathé or a French independent distributors in France, which is ARP, and which was not known, so not so easy to work with for an Italian bank. Unfortunately, after having worked a lot on it, because it was an international production with a co-production with Ireland and a tax credit in New York, the state as well, because the film was shot in the US. We couldn't make the loan for one main reason. That was that we couldn't have made the loan alone because of banking regulation, which is harder and harder, and which is another concern for our activity. And so it means that the only way we could have done it was either to be able to work with a fund like IFSIC or Media Fund, which unfortunately did not exist at the time. So we could not obtain IFSIC to work with us on that. And so we turned to banks in France. But unfortunately, French banks refused to go with us, though they find the project was very, very attractive. Just because they are not interesting to go into loans and to share loans with us if the borrower is not a potential client for them. And so because the profitability for them of the operation is not sufficient in itself if they cannot have a direct relationship. And so another question that can be raised and which is not solved so far when the media funds solve part of the operation is to be able to build some pools with banks of the country in which we would make a loan to the company, knowing that it's not so easy because it's not the same language, for instance, and it depends on the policy of the bank locally. But I think this is something to look at because when you make a loan to a producer, it depends. Again, we have very recently give an agreement for a loan, which is a co-production between Germany and England. So we're working with IFSIC on this operation, but this is quite a big budget. And the idea is that once this operation is made, we wouldn't have on Cofiloisir more places to either extend this loan or make another loan for another films. In this case, it's not a problem for us. Why? Because there is a completion bond. When there is a completion bond on an operation, it means that in case there are some contingencies which are not financed by the financing plan itself, the question is who is paying for it? If there is a completion bond, this is the completion bond. This is why it is here on the film. If there is not, it has to be the producers or the financial partners. And usually, the producers turns to the bank saying, OK, I need to pay further expenditure so that I'll be able to deliver the films. And we have no choice but do it so that the loan we have already made is reimbursed. So if we do not have further place to do it, we wouldn't take the risk of making the loan if we are not sure that if needed, we would be able to extend the loan and be able to finance some contingencies in case. And the other thing is that as a production company needs to make some production to live and be able to pay for overheads, we need as well to be able to make loans for other films. So this is why I think that the capacity of a bank to make loans to companies and in a certain volumes is a real question, and the fact of being able to work together on with pool of banks on a film is an issue that can be regarded. I think this is the main thing I wanted to say, except if you have some question, evidently.
Thank you, Dominique.